From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming at the airport. Here is U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
The U.S. forces continue in the same role that they were in East Mosul, and the coalition forces are in support of this operation. And we will continue, as you know, with the accelerated effort to destroy ISIS.
Jim Mattis. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. The blast ripped through a market in Kawogode in Ouadadjir district on Sunday afternoon. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, and government soldiers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast, but officials blamed al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians voting in presidential elections Sunday are set to decide whether to continue with their socialist administration or switch to a conservative government. Outgoing leftist president Rafael Correa has been in power for 10 years and is not up for re-election. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A unification ministry spokesman made the remarks Sunday in a briefing. Earlier, Malaysian police said they were looking for four North Korean suspects. This is VOA News.